RadioArchives.com presents Three Short Stories of the Green Ghost Detective, The Case of the Bachelor's Bones, The 11th Adventure, The Case of the Broken Broom, The 12th Adventure, The Case of the Evil Eye, The 13th Adventure. Originally published in the pages of the Green Ghost Detective magazine by G.T. Fleming Roberts. Read by Roger Price. Meet George Chance. Meet the Green Ghost. They're one and the same. Mystery and magic, thrills and excitement, Ledger Domain and suspense. You'll find them all in the Green Ghost's repertoire. Follow the mystifying exploits of the most extraordinary manhunter the world has ever known. Roar through the pages of this super detective's startling memoirs. Meet the ghost's aide de camp in his war on crime. Glenn Saunders, the double. Tiny Tim, the midget. Joe Harper, the man about town. Mary White, the glamour girl who has brains and courage too. Ned Standish, the commissioner of police. Robert Demarest, the sharp-tongued medical examiner. Criminals quiver at the prospect of tangling with the Green Ghost, master of the science of criminology, remorseless crime tracker and criminal catcher. When the Green Ghost walks, the underworld stirs into deadly life to combat him. And now, the Green Ghost's thrilling adventure, The Case of the Bachelor's Bones.
Chapter 1. Five Alarm Funeral. At the edge of the clearing, George Chance came to an abrupt stop. He stared down at the brown barn-like structure that bridged a swiftly moving stream, and was lighted by two flood lamps beaming down from the roof. The place was a mill, no doubt of that, for Chance could hear the rumbling of the mill wheel as it churned in the water of the race. But no one could have named this ancient building the Green Mill.
"Stand where you are, Simmons!"
The husky command came from behind Chance. He turned swiftly to confront a thick, broad-shouldered man wearing high boots with trouser legs tucked in their tops. The man had an unpleasant, coarse-featured face with curling red hair hanging down to meet scowling brows. Over a black and red plaid shirt he wore, peculiarly enough, an artist's smock that was daubed and smeared with oil colors. He was cradling a repeating shotgun in one arm, but it was doubtful if he had been hunting rabbits by moonlight.
"You're not Simmons," he said gruffly.
"Fortunately, I'm not Simmons," Chance said. A smile twisted his finely drawn mouth, the smile that had charmed thousands across the footlights when he'd toured the world with his magic show. The man with the artist's smock, however, was not charmed.
"Then you're one of the others. I promised I'd shoot the next prowler I found around here. You're it."
"I'm not prowling," Chance said. "If I were, you wouldn't have caught me. I'm rather good on the prowl. I just happened to be looking for a roadhouse known as the Green Mill. I heard this mill wheel and saw the lights, so my mistake was natural."
"Huh. Any darned fool could see my place isn't green. Besides, didn't you see my sign at the foot of the path?"
"Sorry, I didn't."
"Well, suppose you go back and look at it. You'll find what you're looking for a quarter of a mile up the road. The Green Mill is painted green, and it's a windmill. I hope you lose your shirt, sucker."
"Thanks, that's decent of you."
From the mill sounded the slam of a door. The man in the artist's smock started slightly. Then Chance saw another man running across the clearing, a lanky figure with a shock of dead black hair that emphasized...